Welcome in to the Alpha Wealth Hour alongside Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Thanks for joining us here on the show. The number to reach Tom and Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or you can reach them on the website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, what taxes do those already in retirement face? And when people talk about working into their 70s, how many actually do it? Plus, later on, what can you do now to plan for a potential Social Security shortfall down the road? We'll get to all of that and much, much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, great to be with you, my friend. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I'm glad to be with you, too.
Yeah, it's the middle of March already. Can you believe, I feel like you and I were just talking about the holidays. It was Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and here we are, man. It's the middle of March. Like, it's tax season. Where's 2025 going?
Yeah, I know. It's time waits for no one. And, you know, April 15th, speaking of taxes, that's coming up soon. We've got all these things we've got to deal with. I don't know. This just before you know it. Well, the good news is, you know, we got some good weather around the corner, so we'll take that.
No doubt about it. And it's just, I think we're all just waiting for Mother Nature to make up her mind, right? You got a tease of the 60s, then you drop back down to the 30s and 40s. I don't know about you. My kids have been sick for the last 2 months straight, I think.
Well, you know, the good news is, Kevin, I think we're over the hump. I think, you know, there's that date, I think. Could be wrong. Don't hold me to it. But I think we're over the hump. We're out of the really, really, really bad weather. I hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll hope for warmer weather. We know baseball season's right around the corner. I know you're just like me, man. You're just counting down the days till they say play ball, aren't you?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know a lot of our listeners are as well. And if you're ready to go to start planning for your retirement, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. It's 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Well, Tom, let's get right into it, because I was reading recently that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, they've got a big pile of cash, something to the tune of $334 billion. Now, that's leaving folks to wonder if he's waiting for a big opportunity in the stock market. Now, I know I don't have Warren Buffett-type money, but it's estimated that American investors have close to $7 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines. So, Tom, when it comes to your clients, when they reveal they're sitting on a sizable amount of cash, where does the conversation go for there from you?
You know, Kevin, I'm so glad you brought this up, because this is one of these areas where I think it's tough when we're dealing with it. We see this all the time. If people come in, we have a large amount of money in cash. And I think, you know, the reality is most people don't want it to be there. And I think also this is one of the biggest inefficiencies in a person's overall portfolio. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you take a look at it, of course, growth. What about, you know, if you're getting 3%, we have interest rates that are a little decent, 3 or 4%. But what are we giving up on the growth side? Then the other part of it, there's a tax component to it. We just talked about the season. We're getting those 1099s. So you may say, well, I'm getting this 4%. We're finally getting some interest. And that's great. But if you're giving away 30% of it, you're not getting 4. You're getting 2.8. And so, again, when I talk about efficiencies, and this is really an opportunity, I think, where when we start creating income off of this cash or wherever we're holding it, you know, a lot of times that question is, well, why are you creating income you don't need? Mm-hmm. Now, so the question really comes back to, what is the purpose of this cash? Let me take one thing off the table right out of the gates. Look, if you're saying, because I've seen it happen, someone will come in with $150,000 or $200,000 sitting in cash, and it's like, okay, well there's got to be something going on here. And they'll say, well, I'm looking to purchase a home. Look, if you have large purchases and you're going to do that, so I just want to make one comment there. Do not try to put it in the market. I always say, and I've had this question many times, what can I do? I don't need it for maybe a year or so. Well, the answer is nothing. You put it in a money market. You put it in cash. You can't take the risk if what's going on in the market now doesn't bring that point home. And then there's also savings. You know, if you got to have $20,000, $30,000 in the bank because the water heater goes out, you need to, you know, for whatever reason, liquidity, you got to have it. I understand it. But beyond that, we talk about, what are you giving up, especially when you have a lot of money in cash or in a money market, whatever you want to call that. And again, I don't know where interest rates are going in the future, but I just took a look at this. What's funny about this, Kevin, is, you know, you look up some of this stuff, you know, with the cash holdings and what historically what's happened. there was an article I saw from 2016 said holding high levels of cash. And my point is, if you go back just to 2016, for those that were holding the cash, if you continued to hold it because you said, I'm afraid of the market, I just want to keep this in, what are you giving up? Right? They call it losing money safely. And I just ran the numbers. Look, the S&P since 2016 is up 172%.
Wow.
Had you left it in cash or in, now we're at 3%, but in 2022, the 10-year actually went below 1% for the first time in history. But if you were even giving between 2 or 3%, you might be up 25%. The S&P was up 172. Mm. So this is critical that we understand, why are we holding it? What is the purpose of it? Is it creating a tax bill on income we don't need? Is it reducing our ability to have growth in our portfolio down the road? And again, I get it. I want to be, you know, I'm being respectful. It's tough sometimes because there's safety. But maybe that's not the safest thing for you, because think about all the things that we're giving up on the back end. There's tax inefficiencies. There's inefficiencies with growing your portfolio. And if you want to use it for income, we can have that entire conversation too, Kevin, about how do, if I'm going to, that pot of money is for income, there's better ways to try to get income than getting it at 3, 3.5%.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, if you're sitting on a large pile of cash, you want it to work for you. That's why Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group is here for you. Give him a call today. That number again is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or online, you can schedule your initial consultation at alphawealthgroup.com. And Tom, I look back to, it's hard to believe it's 5 years ago now, but we had COVID, which, you know, brought a lot of things to a screeching halt around the world. How much have you found that that maybe uncertainty of what happened then is leading folks to maybe want to have a little bit more, as you said, safety when it comes to liquidity and cash?
Well, there's no question when certain things happen, whether it's the COVID. And in fact, there was a recent article, when you, since you bring that up, Kevin, about how the baby boomers control 70. This was the Federal Reserve came out. They control $72 trillion.
Wow.
Almost 50% of all the wealth. And they're not spending it. Mm. And so why? Well, one of this is this COVID. They've kind of got, they've gotten used to this lifestyle. Like, I don't want to say used to it, but just, they're just not doing the things they were doing. And so those things have impacted how they maybe approach their monies. You know, it's the same with now these interest rates. You're getting decent interest rates, so now we're having money parked in cash. We just have to really take a step back and look at, this is why it's so important to really understand what is the overall plan, what's the overall goal. I know we always come back to this, what is your plan and what are you trying to accomplish? And it's unfortunate because sometimes, you know, we're doing things that are to our detriment. And I get it. There's this uncertainty, whether it's the uncertainty in the market, it's uncertainty what's going to happen with what's going on around the world, whatever it may be. But if you just sit down and look at things objectively, you can make decisions. And what I like to say is start to make some informed decisions. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if you'd like to get more details on what you can do if you are sitting on a sizable amount of cash, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino a call today, 630-864-6711. And folks, if you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, give the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Again, that number, 630-864-6711. Or you can pick up your complimentary retirement roadmap by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you what could end up being your single biggest expense when it comes to your retirement. And later, many folks talk about working into their 70s, but how many actually do it? We'll talk about that plus more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour alongside Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. My name is Kevin McAlpin, and of course, we're glad to have you with us here on the show. Remember, the number to reach Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know a lot of folks look forward to being able to walk away from that 9-to-5, but when folks retire, they leave many things behind, most notably that commute and the daily grind of going into work 40 hours a week. However, one thing you do keep of course, is a tax bill. In fact, income taxes could be your single largest expense when it comes to retirement. So, Tom, if you could, walk our listeners through some of the tax worries that could be looming down the road once they do officially decide to retire.
Sure, Kevin. You know, when you go into retirement, we talk about where you're going to get your income. We talk about, okay, there's pensions, potentially pensions, Social Security, retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks. Well, they have one thing in common. They're all taxable. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as you said, when you go into retirement, I like to say in many cases, you could be, things could be taxed. You could be in a tax sensitive situation. The mortgage is usually paid off. You're going to be able to deduct those expenses. If children, of course, probably should be gone at that point. There's no tax credits for children. So my point is, you know, you have some exposure there to taxes. So what are we doing? And, you know, this time of year, I like to always differentiate between tax preparation and tax planning. How many of us are collecting our 1099s, the 1099R from retirement? We're getting our Social Security statements saying what we owe on that and so on. And then we just put it in a box or we put it in an envelope and or send it to our accountant. And we're done. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's tax plan. That's tax preparation. We're not doing what I call tax planning. And there's so many things we could be doing. And that's what we do. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management, insurance license. We do all of these things. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. But one of the things we do is also, I call it tax planning, or sometimes forward tax planning. How do you minimize taxes in retirement? And so, again, I think there's a great opportunity here to take a look at your taxes. We talked in the first segment, Kevin, about these 1099s, and you've heard the phrase maybe before, the I'm telling on you form. look, you get a 1099 and you've got money and it's great, you're getting interest. You're not using it, but you're getting taxed on it. And by the way, that can make more of your Social Security taxable. This is just this, and then you get to required distributions at some point where you have to take money out of the tax deferred accounts. And so this is really, it's disheartening in a way, but there's things that we can be doing. I'm a big proponent, and I've talked about it before, of Roth strategies. Look, one thing you can do, I'll just mention this, I've mentioned it many times before. So here's an actionable item we can just talk about. You have until April 15th to do a Roth IRA contribution for last year. If April 15th comes and goes, you've lost that opportunity. That's money that will grow tax-free. This is what we talk about. So here's an example, simple example of tax planning. Once that money goes into a Roth, it will never be taxed the rest of your life. There's no required distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Tax rate down, it's always zero. Mm. And so this is important stuff to incorporate. I just had a meeting with one of my clients, and it was funny. We're talking about this, and they're retired. I could use them an example for them. We're actually going to get to tax-free with them because he's been doing conversions over the years. But then I said, well, they were having the discussion. We did, in the meeting, we did the conversion. We moved some more money over. So they're going to get all their Social Security tax-free. They've also done some other tax-free strategy. It's just a beautiful thing when I see these things happen. But then I said, well, it's too bad you're not working still, because if you were, you could contribute to a Roth. So he said, well, she actually did work. I said, what? Yeah, they called her back for a month or so to work. And she went in. I said, well, how much did she make? Well, she made about, so he ended up emailing me. He went home, he emailed me. She made about $2,500 for like 3 weeks of work. Wow. Guess what? We're going to take, and she's over 70, but we're taking that $2,500 and we're putting it in the Roth. You can make a Roth contribution. So even there's an example of someone who thought they couldn't. You can make a Roth contribution at any age. You can make a Roth contribution even if you have a 401k. You can make a Roth contribution even if you're not working and your spouse is. And you can do it at any age. Again, this is just one example. I've got many examples. But why are we not doing this? Taking control of our taxes, making Uncle Sam, sometimes I call Washington proofing yours, but making Uncle Sam a smaller partner in your retirement. And as I say, this is something we incorporate into our planning.
Yeah, and obviously a big difference between tax planning and tax preparation. And if you would like to learn more about the differences, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today. That number again, folks, is 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Now, Tom, obviously, you've been doing this for a long time, mm-hmm. and there's some folks out there listening today going, boy, that sounds like it's a lot to design a tax plan. How long and what does that process look like when a new client comes to sit down with you and really start putting that tax plan together?
Well, you know, it's maybe a one or two meeting process, but you know what we accomplish in the first meeting? I can't tell you. I had someone come in and they were working. In fact, I'm meeting with them again, but just had the first meeting with them and they were talking about Roth conversions. Again, here's another idea. Just talked about contributions. They're retired and they're in a low tax bracket. And she said, I spoke to my person I'm working with currently. And they said, well, we're not sure. Let me think about it. And this is someone they've been working with for years. And then they had a separate account at Fidelity. So they thought, well, we'll call Fidelity. And they said, well, we're going to talk to a group that we work with. They're going to get back. This was going on for weeks. Mm. We had a meeting for an hour. And by the time she walked out, she said, I get it. We talked about, look at how much you can convert. We looked at their tax bracket. Maybe we could start doing this over a period of years. Her question was, should I do it? Now, it's an opinion. I always say I want to preface things with an opinion. But I said, look, if you can move money at 12% today to never pay tax on it the rest of your life, no RMDs, have it go to your spouse and children tax-free, would you do it? And she said, of course. I said, well, there's your answer. And so that was one meeting. And the point is, this is not rocket science. I wish I could say, hey, I have this special formula. But I understand what's going on. It's just like Social Security when I explain to people how they're taxable Social Security. That's why I said this is an opportunity for those of you out there. You know, if you come in, that's why I always say bring in your tax returns. I go through them and they see it. Look, I can look on line 6A, 6B. Here's your Social Security benefits. Here's how much you're taxable. Do you know how much you're giving back to the government? Because if you said, hey, I'm getting $30,000 in Social Security benefits. Well, hold on. If you have to give $7,000 back because it's taxable, you're not getting 30, you're getting 23. Mm-hmm. And so this is why I say this tax, when you made the comment before, Kevin, could be one of your biggest expenses. Certainly can. And so what can we do? Again, tax preparation versus tax planning. How many of us can honestly say we're doing tax planning, or are we just having someone fill out the forms, tell us what we owe, and we'll look at it next year?
Yeah. Well, if you want to have that conversation, like Tom, you say it all the time, throw everything in a box, right? Bring mm-hmm. it in. You'll sit down and go through this with your new clients, with folks that have been with you for years, right? This is something Absolutely. That you do every single day.
We do it all the time. I mean, I am very conscious of it. As I said, multiple times just this year, individuals that have come in that had no tax-free account set up, we started the process right out of the gates. And it's really pretty fulfilling when you sit there and you look at your account. You know, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but you look at your retirement accounts, typically the traditional ones, IRAs and 401ks. Well, if I told you subtract 20%, how does that make you feel? Or 30, depending on your tax, probably not too good. Mm-hmm. Well, when it's in a Roth account, you don't have to subtract anything. It's 100% yours. So this is a pretty good feeling when you just get that process started. Hey, that's a great thing.
Well, if you'd like to get that process started, that conversation going today, and if you're planning for your retirement, obviously you don't want to pay more in taxes than you have to. And that is why Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group is here for you. Mention Social Security. Tax. Obviously, the goal of Social Security is to work for you and not against you. So if you'd like to find out more, pick up the phone, give Tom a call today. That number again is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can schedule your initial consultation by visiting the website alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, for those who may change their retirement timeline, what can be done now to adjust their plans ahead of time? And later on, how to plan for a possible Social Security shortfall down the road? We'll explain as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. It is the Alpha Wealth Hour. We are glad to have you with us. My name is Kevin McAlpin, joined by the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, Tom Fortino. Of course, we're with you each and every weekend. And of course, we have covered a lot in our first couple of segments of this week's show. And if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to get that initial consultation on the books, don't waste any time. Pick up the phone and give Tom and his team a call at the Alpha Wealth Group. That number is 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. Or you can always visit them online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, obviously, I've heard about this a number of times in folks I've talked to, delaying their retirement, wanting to work beyond the age of 70. Well, good luck with that. A recent study from Transamerica found the average average over 50 worker expects to retire at the age of 67. However, the average American winds up retiring early at 62. That's a 5-year difference. So when it comes to your clients, again, I know you've been doing this for a long time, folks who have changed their retirement date from later to sooner, how were you able to really adjust their plans to be able to make that happen?
You know, this is interesting, Kevin, because I saw similar articles. We have this number in our mind. So there's a number of takeaways from this. There was an article, I don't know if it was in Barron's, but it said, you know, 65, more like 62. And that is the median, to your point, the median age is 62, some of us. And look, here's where I would differentiate too. It's the option to retire. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about, we're going to look at your plan and look at the option to retire, because if you want to continue to work, I think there's this mindset of, hey, I don't have to do this. So, but I like doing it. And I think there's a lot to be said for those of us that like to say, hey, I enjoy being productive. I want to continue to work. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different scenario, but we have to be, when we're taking a look at retiring at 62, and again, this median age, I would just say a couple things with this. Be aware of some things. And when we do the analysis and we sit down and test your plan, and I'll give you an example of that in a minute, but at 62, keep in mind, this is one of the big issues, healthcare costs. Mm-hmm. You know, from 62 to 65, you're going to have to come, typically, unless you have some coverage, now you got to pay out of pocket. Medicare does not kick in until 65. So I'm just, some things to be aware of if this is your goal. We want to account for these things. I've talked about this before. KFF did this, they're an analytical company. They said the healthcare premiums from 2000, in 1999, there were $5,790 a year. This is the average family. Today, they're $25,000 a year. So that's a 340% increase. The other thing to consider, too, is 62 is the earliest you can take Social Security. Now, are you going to turn it on at 62 and lock into the lowest benefit? So I'm just throwing these things out there for, it's great, but keep in mind, you may need to defer. Now, I had a meeting recently, and they're hoping to retire at 60. Now, this is what's, you know, now we've done it, we've run the numbers for them, we've done it, we've tested and analyzed their plan, we've incorporated the health care costs, we've talked about Social Security and when they're going to take it. That's a whole nother discussion on claiming strategies, but we do that. We do the analysis so you can feel comfortable as you go into retirement. Their goal was to retire at 60. And so we looked at this. Guess what? It looks like it can be done, because again, I'm getting rid of opinion and I'm looking at where they stand. So their goal was, hey, and again, everyone's comes at this at a different angle, but their children are out of state, and this is a pretty common theme. I want to go. I'm going to move. So, because a lot of times I'll ask questions, are you planning on living in state when you retire? Are you going out? Now, keep in mind, obviously, in Illinois, a lot of people are saying, get in line. I'm ready to get out of here. But pretty common answer sometimes is, well, I'm going to go where my children are. Right. And that's terrific. And so they're potentially going to move where their daughter is. Then they have grandchildren and the whole, right? And so this is a terrific thing for them if we can say, let's work this out to create the income you need, right? Make sure you're in a position. Because if you're going to retire at 60 or 62, you're talking about, are you comfortable going into that with 25, 30, 30 or more years without a paycheck? Mm-hmm. So we were able to run through that, provide a plan for them, show them where the income is, cover the Social Security decision, all of these things. And so now, you know, a year from now when they decide to do it, they may continue to work a little longer. But again, they have the option, if they want to say, we're ready to retire. We're going to move out of state. We're going to do the things we plan to do. And because we're healthy now, that's all part of it, too. We want those years where we can really enjoy this.
Let me ask you this. I worked a long time in baseball, half my life, literally 21 years I worked in baseball, and I got a chance to be around a lot of great managers. And one thing I heard from guys who worked in the minors was one of the most gratifying parts of what they do every single day is telling that career minor leaguer that never thought he was going to get up to the big leagues, hey, you're going up, right? 10 years here, you're finally getting a chance. And I've got to imagine, Tom, and they would tell me that's the best part of what they do. And I've got to imagine for you, having someone that says, hey, I want to retire at 65, and you say, well, maybe I can do it at 61 or 62. That's got to be probably one of the more enjoyable things that you get a chance to do every single day, is moving those timelines up, isn't it?
It's really terrific, because you know what? I always say I'm blessed, because when I, you know, they put all the work in, right? Not mm-hmm. me. But when they can come here and I can confirm and verify, look, all of this that you've done, you're there. And so there's a, it's important. That's a great analogy, Kevin, but you know, with, because it's fulfilling. And so, you know, when we talk about these things, as I said, I have people that come in here with a goal in mind, and sometimes they'll come in and say, well, it's down the road. And I'll say, you know, you could retire at 62. I had a couple come in one time. The husband's retired. The wife is continuing to work. She likes it. They could retire completely, you know, but they weren't sure. And so I ran the numbers. It was kind of funny. She looked at me. She said, I can leave tomorrow. Now, she's going to work two or three more years because she wants to.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, sometimes you pull that date up and say, here's where it's at. And so it's just all of a sudden the fog clears, there's clarity, and they see the numbers and see where they stand and see how they're going to accomplish it. And so there's so many moving parts, and so it's in this industry, in a way, sometimes is at fault because we make things a little too confusing. It doesn't, this is one of the things I would also say, it doesn't have to be that confusing. That's why I try to simplify things. I'm going to say, okay, we're going to solve these. Here's a checklist. Here's a blueprint. Mm-hmm. And I've referred to that many times. You know, it's something we have, that retirement roadmap. You know, it's accessible on our website, but we also go through it with you, creating income you can't outlive. We've already talked about minimizing taxes, having a strong investment and solid, smart investment plan that you're confident with and can stick with, and then having the protection piece in there, and then making sure you have the right documents in place, the estate planning piece that says I control my assets during my lifetime and then down to my children and grandchildren. There's a plan. That's it. Doesn't have to be more complicated than that, but that's the process we go through. And yes, it is fulfilling when people see all that. And you know what they say? I get it. This makes sense. And, you know, the stress levels come down.
Well, if you would like to start that process, get that conversation going, pick up the phone, give Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. It's 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. You can always visit them online at alphawealthgroup.com. And Tom, I guess the flip side of that is some folks who might be in their 60s, maybe getting close to 70, and say, I can retire, but I do want to try to keep active. Mm-hmm. And I guess there is that maybe gradual retirement as well, where it's not an abrupt, hey, I'm done tomorrow, I'm out of here. But maybe it's that slow ramp down, I guess, if you will. I'm sure you've dealt with that as well.
You know, that's another great point, Kevin, because, you know, there's almost this hybrid thing, I guess, we whatever term you want to use. But there's a couple of ways to approach that. Number one, if you are in a position to retire, okay, it puts you in a better position with your employer, too, because now you could retire. You don't have to work. And maybe now you can talk to that your company or say, hey, look, I'd like to adjust some things here. Guess what? Maybe that's possible now because you're in the driver's seat. The other thing is, you know, maybe you could do a position where you say, you know what, maybe you don't contribute to your retirement account. You're in a good spot, and maybe you do. You take those mini vacations every so often. You start kind of enjoying that retirement as much as possible. There's so many different ways to come at this, but the first step is to understand where you're at, and when you test your plan and understand all these pieces, again, it just puts you in a much better position to do the things you want to do.
If you'd like more clarity on what that picture looks like, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and his team a call today, 630-864-6711. And whether it's retirement income planning, investment management, estate and legacy planning, that's certainly important as well, tax planning strategies or insurance planning, Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. Again, that number, 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a couple of minutes to make that call and continue with much more of the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, alongside the principal and founder, Mr. Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. Of course, we thank you for joining us each and every week. And of course, we hope you're having a great weekend along the way. Again, the number to reach Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can always visit the website alphawealthgroup.com and schedule your initial consultation there today. Well, Tom, I don't know about you. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to like space and looking at the stars. About a week and a half ago, when all seven planets were lined up across the sky, I took my son, he's 10, out to the cul-de-sac. We had the little telescope. We were looking at everything. Are you kind of like, do you enjoy following things in outer space like we do?
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I guess I just don't take the time like you should, because I did see that the planets lining up.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, that'd be fascinating. And then I forgot about it. But
but the reason I bring up outer space, Tom, I was following this story here. Did you hear about the asteroid 2024 YR4? Did you catch this in the news?
I did.
Well, I got good news for you. NASA now says it's no longer a threat to Earth in the year 2032. Initial calculations had it as high as 3%. While that might seem low, Tom, I don't know about you. Something hurtling through outer space and, you know, millions of miles an hour, that 3% felt a little high, didn't it?
Yeah, we were just talking about that at the break. I said 3%. Oh, boy, no big deal, 3%. That's a big deal to me. I don't know when it can wipe out the entire all of civilization. 3% is not a good number.
No, it's not. Well, here's the good news. We can all breathe easier. NASA now says it's no longer a threat to Earth. Now, obviously, it probably shook some folks up, but of course, we dodged the bullet this go round. I bring up 2032, though, Tom, because there's also another potential story looming in 2032, and that, of course, is Social Security. Now, if Congress does nothing, we could see benefits cut by at least 20%. So I ask you, when it comes to your clients, what are you doing now to really stay ahead of this? Because, again, the days are long, the years are short. 2032 is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, this really comes back to this whole concept of income planning. We talked about that briefly in the last few segments about having a plan, and one of these pieces, and we talk about it being the cornerstone, the income. Social Security is one of those income pieces. Pension is an income piece. You can use annuities as an income piece. I differentiate income from assets. Now, you can use investments too. I differentiate income from investments because I just had a meeting the other day. You know, when I get on the board, I explain, I say, here's your investment. You have $1 million. That's terrific. That's a number. Now, it's technically not a guaranteed income stream. There is no number. So I think we need to get away from that a little bit. I'm not saying that isn't a great goal and a laudable goal, but I differentiate because any type of, when we talk about pensions, Social Security, annuities, those are lifetime incomes. It doesn't matter. It comes in at any age. It comes in regardless of the market. It comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. That's an income. It's a paycheck, right? We want to replace that paycheck. Now, when we talk about Social Security as just one of those, if that's your only, and that's pretty common, the majority of people, that's their only source of income. And I like to say, look, if we just have one source of income, that's just too close to none. And so we really have to be careful with how we approach this. I don't know what's going to happen. Look, hopefully things will get, because they typically have this kick the can down the road attitude. So they'll do things like they may increase the full retirement age, they may tax it more, they may do some things. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. But the point is, we want to create a solid income plan. Now, as far as Social Security is concerned, you know, regardless of, again, what they do, and I hope this doesn't happen, you know, you still have to make a solid Social Security decision. That's quite an alliteration there. But you need to understand your claiming strategies, because these are irrevocable. Forbes did a study. It said that 96% of those Americans, they miss out an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. And I know it sounds simple. It's not. You get it at a certain age. You start getting paid back on contributions. At least you think that's the way it should work. And so knowing when to claim your benefits, that's important. And again, it gets back to what I've been saying pretty much throughout the show. Understanding, whether it's taxes, understand how that works and have it as part of your plan. Income planning, understand how that works. And so Social Security, and that's why we do this. When you come in, again, I try to differentiate opinion for, stay away from opinion and show you. I will test your plan, show you what happens if you take it at this age. What happens? Maybe you show three different options. So you understand what is your cumulative lifetime benefit. What would you be giving up if you locked in? What about your spouse? Keep in mind, the higher benefit stays for both lifetimes. So maybe one of you defers, the other doesn't. But this whole piece, and that's just one piece of your income plan. Mm-hmm. And then we have to talk about pensions. That's another piece. What are you doing as far as pension? What's the survivor benefit to your spouse? Do you take a single life or a joint life, and so on? But, you know, again, this is the goal. When I sit down with someone, we map out an income plan they can feel comfortable with, again, create more than one source of income. And then, of course, investments with dividends and interest and those types of things. I just had a meeting recently where I talked about, the goal was to get about 6%. We talked about having cash. Well, there was someone who came in. I said, what if we could set this up because they want additional income? Guess what? We set it up where they're now going to get $1,000 a month of income. And they thought, okay, I don't know if, you know, now we can spend a little more and enjoy a little more. this is how it's, you know, so now they have an income stream coupled with their Social Security and their other things. And this is how it should be working.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if you have questions about how to plan now for 2032, I don't know about you, Tom. I think about 2032 and I'm like, gosh, that's so far down the road. But really, it's not. These things snowball. And I'm sure a lot of folks will say, well, I'll get to that next week, next month, next year. And then they're going to turn around in 2032. It's going to be here before folks realize, won't it?
Yeah, we were just having this conversation, right, about the 90s?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. No, it's not 20 years ago, it's 30 years ago. I got news for you. I love people. Well, this is about 20 years. No, it wasn't. No. That was 30. It's like, oh, my God, you're right. It was 30 years ago. but these things, yeah, in the blink of an eye, this stuff happens, and we procrastinate, and I've said that before.
Yeah.
We can have arguments about what's the most important part of your plan. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about income, you know, the market, all these other things that are part of your overall retirement plan. But the biggest obstacle is procrastination, because if you don't take action, you know, you're going to be down the road 5 years from now saying, maybe I should have started. That's why we say it's never too late to do a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about it, it's just like I mentioned, the Roth contributions. You're going to down the road, you're going to say, I'm glad I started that 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to start that today, if you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Remember, that number is 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711. Or pick up your complimentary retirement roadmap at alphawealthgroup.com. You can also click Alpha Wealth Reports and download a number of different reports available right there at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we got about a minute left in the show, and like we do each and every week, sir, the floor is all yours for the final word.
Well, you know, Kevin, I hope today we just covered this was procrastination. Whether you call us, whether you go to our website, whether you know, we always have resources for you. You know, as I said, we have classes you can sign up for, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. You can send me a question. We want to be a resource for you. I will respond to it. You can even set up on our website, of 15 minutes to chat about any one topic we may have covered. But procrastination is the problem. So again, whatever action you take, or if it's on your own, you go open an account somewhere at Roth or whatever it may be, I hope we inspired you to take action on some of these things. And again, always want to be a resource for you. That's really what it's all about, and that's what we do. We're here every week at the same time, and we're trying to give you some things that will make a difference in your overall retirement plan for you and your family.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.